You look like you're pooping here.
This is Matt with Damaged Goods on Little Raleigh Radio. I'm here with the band No Love. I'm at their practice space right now. They are warming up and getting ready for the Hopscotch Music Festival, which is happening next week. And I was wondering if everyone in the band could introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth.
Hey, I'm Dave. I play drums.
And what do you play, Elizabeth?
Mouth harp.
Mouth harp. Okay, good, good.
I'm Seth. I play finger harp, also known as guitar.
Or just a
I'm Osama. I play bass.
I'm Daniel. I play guitar also.
And you guys are from, you are a local band. You're from Raleigh, North Carolina, for those that don't know. And how long have you actually been a band?
What did we say in the previous interview?
About 2 years. About 2 years.
About 2 years.
Whole talking to other people. Just,
And so you guys, so far you have a demo tape out, but you're about to come out with a couple of new releases. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
We have a hard time taking turns.
All right.
Daniel, go to Daniel.
No, we do. We have a 2-song single coming out on the Sorry Say Records North Carolina single series, and then we have a 4-song tape that will be available at Hopscotch.
That's great. And do you have, is the sound going to be a little different than like the previous stuff, like the stuff that's already available online?
Yes, our friend Colin Swanson White, who is in David Ian's, who's also playing the show with us at Hopscotch. They're great. I suggest seeing them. They're fantastic. He recorded it for us, and he did a great job. We love it. Everything sounds great on it. But those songs are going to be on the tape and on the 7-inch also. So, yeah, pick one up.
Yeah, I think we're a little bit, I don't know, I'm speaking for myself here. I don't feel like we realized our full potential on our other record, and this new one's way better.
I agree. Yeah, I feel like we've definitely gotten like much more into our songwriting as a group since the demo, like working together. Like originally it was me, Osamu, Daniel, and Dave writing songs, and they're very individual and like kind of not within the general stylings of the group, but now we've kind of written them for the group. God, sorry, everyone else is laughing. And but no, I feel like now we've kind of like started writing within the vein of No Love, but still with our individual styles within it. Was that all right, guys? Was that all right? Are you guys going to laugh at that?
You got to cut Seth off after 10 seconds.
Okay.
Sorry, I felt like that was a legitimate like response.
Start beating it out.
Okay. So
sorry, everyone starts laughing and I lose my train of thought.
Nobody actually cares about No Love that much. They just want to hear us cuss a lot and see me fight Danzig.
So.
Next question, please.
So quick thing.
Oh my god.
I want to damage goods. Can we make a somehow poll on damaged goods? Like, I don't know how the internet works, but there's a thing. Who would win in a fight, Elizabeth or Danzig?
Oh, Elizabeth. I think Elizabeth would win.
You're feisty.
Yeah.
I've seen videos of Danzig getting knocked out. So.
You could distract them both with a cat.
You're both cat lovers.
I don't care.
Next question, please.
So,
Speaking of...
Danzig sees a target and goes in and gets cat litter.
So how...
Oh my god.
Cat litter.
And
sorry.
Oh man, the editing room is going to be a nightmare. So, how would you, I know sometimes people say it's a silly question, but how would you describe the sound of your band?
Punk.
V-punk.
What's virgins?
Like very and vaginal? No, just very.
Very.
Vaginal punk.
Let's just go with punk.
Just very
punk. Okay, punk. Fair enough.
V-punk, like the kids on Tumblr say, V for very.
Good.
I thought V was for victory.
That's if you're...
Next question, please.
So, the...
like we didn't address that question enough.
Okay.
Okay. So, all right.
Not
so, Elizabeth's gonna hate me for saying this, but we kind of started this band. Osama and I were among the first to kind of start the band, and our initial idea was like, let's start a pop punk band. But then it kind of like changed over time when we got everyone else involved.
Else wanted to be really in a pop punk band.
Yeah. Hey, let me clarify. By pop punk, I mean like Screeching Weasel kind
of
punk.
And like Sum 41.
Really wanted to be in a pop punk band. But, tangent. Next question.
All right.
No, I feel like this is interesting though.
Because
like,
question.
I think that's a lot of where our, like, you know, musical mojo comes from. Is like other people start by writing pop punk songs, and personally, when I write my parts, I try to make them not pop punk.
Yeah.
I try to suck the pop punk out of the skeleton of the song and
right weird
throw it away.
Crazy.
So there's
yeah.
kind of a lot of I guess clashing dynamics going on there.
Yeah, we hate each other.
No, I love you guys.
No. Can I clarify? We
sure.
don't hate each other. We hate each other's vision when they write a song.
is that like the same thing that I just said? I don't just hate your tastes.
Yeah, no, it's essentially yes. Again, it's hard because we have four people writing songs and, like, you know.
Everyone has really different tastes.
Everyone has kind of similar tastes.
Pretty different tastes.
Different tastes in what we want the band to be.
Okay. But that's actually what
everyone nodded their head. Just
that's what makes it good, though, because it kind of makes things more diverse. It's not the same one genre that we're going for, and I think that's what kind of makes it interesting for us.
I personally would like to be more rap rock. If you guys could write some more rap rock riffs.
Working on it.
Or...
Next question.
So, Al, what's the most memorable show that you've played so far?
Definitely one of my favorite bands that we've played with is Good Throb, because I was obsessed with them before we played with them, and then I heard we were playing with them, and I was like, oh. We played with them. Karaka Street Eaters were amazing. They were all super nice people. We played with Wet Brain a couple times. I also love Wet Brain. They're my personal favorite people in the world from Baltimore.
Just from Baltimore?
They're from Baltimore. What?
I said your favorite people from Baltimore.
Okay, well, anybody else?
Elizabeth pretty much summed it up. Those were some awesome shows. It was fun when we played in Charlotte with Black Market.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Our friends, who were also playing at Hopscotch, by the way.
We didn't play with them.
Yeah.
We didn't?
No, that wasn't
in Charlotte.
No.
The show we played with them was at Legends, which is where we're playing for Hopscotch during the day show.
There's nothing else distinctive about it.
Yeah.
It's just a place.
Okay, so, anyways, we played Chris, who does it's Negative Fun, right?
Yeah.
Negative Fun Records. He does his First Friday thing at Legends every First Friday, and we played with Black Market and Totally Slow. It was a great show.
Yeah, it was great.
It was awesome, and that's where we made friends with Black Market. And then we played in Charlotte and hung out with dudes from Black Market, mostly a drummer. Stayed at Evan's house, or no, we didn't play with Black Market.
No,
we played.
We already went over this.
Yes. Okay. So, anyways. But yeah, no, Black Market are awesome. They're great. Like, Totally Slow is great too. I love them.
I believe both bands are playing at Legends.
And they, okay, this is the goal I was trying to get towards. They're both playing Legends with us.
You weren't using your hands enough, so you couldn't.
I wasn't using my hands enough, which you guys can't see. So I'm gonna try to use them more, so hopefully it'll come through. But yeah, no, they're both playing Legends with us, on Saturday. The show starts at, does anybody know the
11.
Time? 11.
No, well, it starts at, you get some free mo- at
11 a.m., by the way.
11
so
11 a.m. in the morning.
When brunch happens.
You wake up and you eat free brunch.
From
That's my America.
From Fiction Kitchen, which is awesome.
From Fiction Kitchen, which is a good restaurant. And I'm not going to, yeah, it's good. It's great.
I
think we do.
Lord of the Flies.
Like a talking stick?
I think we do need a talking stick, but...
Next question!
Talking
empty beer. Let's go.
Okay, so you're playing... The big show you're playing is at the Kennedy Theater in downtown Raleigh, correct?
Yeah, we're playing at the Kennedy Theater at 9:30. We are playing with Davidians, Davidians, Screecher, and White Lung.
Yes, and that's going to be a really awesome show. I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Are you actually going to be there?
Yes, I will be there. I will. I interviewed Screecher yesterday, and they, Chris from Screecher, is super nice. They're really good. They sound kind of like Susie and the Banshees a little bit, you know, in the best way.
In an interesting way, though.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean that in the highest compliment.
A lot of bands lately who like listen to their Susie and the Banshee records and then write an album, and they're kind
of
boring, but I thought Screecher was really good.
Next question.
No, we're never going to do that. We're not. Yeah, this is a hate-free zone. So
that's all I got.
So are you guys going to do any cover songs?
Yes, one. But we won't tell you what it is. You have to come to the show to find out. At the day show. We're doing that at the day show.
Okay.
So I'll give you a hint. It's ICP.
Okay, and
I'll give you a hint. It's not ICP.
I'll give you a hint. I'm going to have a 2-liter of Faygo. I'm going to spray it all over the crowd.
Okay, that's the next question.
Okay. And
Osamu's leading
me. I was going to ask you guys what your favorite song to play live is.
I like 10 Billion Dick Mountain.
We have this new song that's really awesome. It's going to be on our tape. And actually, it's not going to be on our tape. It's going to be on our single. It's called Bad Things. And that's really fun to play live.
I think my favorite might be either Bad Things, which the working title I can't say on the air. It's called Mac and Beep. It's not late.
Fornicate Smart.
Fornicate Smart.
And
what is it? Is it Wolf /
Wolf
Dog? Or Dog / Wolf?
Just say double slash.
Okay. What about you, Osamu?
Yeah, I'm the same. Dog / Wolf double and slash. Bad Things / And, yeah, there we go.
Yeah, those are the songs on the single. Those are my favorite because I get to do smoking leads.
Oh, yeah. So your new stuff that's coming out, if people want to purchase it, will it be available at the shows, you said?
Yeah, you'll have to follow us to the car.
Just kidding,
we don't do that anymore.
The single will not be available yet, but we will have a 4-song tape.
That'll be our new four-song team.
And we got new sweet new shirts, and we have buttons, and there's a special contest, not for you, for us. each band member designed a button, and then the one who sells the most buttons wins a prize,
which is
a bun cake and or foot rub.
No, we got or
no
foot
no,
rub.
And, no no and
just
or,
bun cake.
Just not want foot rub. I'm just saying.
I just
want some people want bun cake. Some people want foot rubs.
I'd go for a back.
Well, I'm gonna win, and I don't want a foot rub.
So the song 10 Billion Dick Mountain. It's an amazing title. So I have to ask you what.
Thank you, Osamu came up with the title.
What is? I would love to know the meaning behind the song.
Okay, so Osamu and I used to be in a band called.
No, that's not the meaning.
That's not.
This isn't the meaning behind the song. This is the story behind the song. Okay.
The title, not the song.
All right, so we were in a band called Anti-Bubbles, and this is like in the early days of Anti-Bubbles, but when we were just starting out, we didn't have a name. We were trying to come up with a name and was just like agonizing over it. And the whole time, Osamu was just like pushing this name. He was like, we have to call the band 10 Billion Dick Mountain. Like, no, seriously, 10 Billion Dick Mountain. And like, I think he was pushing so hard, we almost actually considered that, but unfortunately we did not. But anyway...
Yeah, it's my
worst mistake I probably ever made in my musical career.
The thing, 10 Billion Dick Mountain is like the gift that keeps on giving, because Seth and I were previously interviewed on Under the Influence on Little Raleigh Radio, and he played that song, but he didn't look at what the song was called before he played it, and he was like, this is No Love with 10 Billion Dick Mountain.
You can't see the grimace on Daniel's face, like the utter look of despair when he realized the song name he had to say.
You can hear the disgust in his voice.
Like, I mean...
Beautiful.
It was great.
I couldn't stop laughing afterwards. Like, he kept asking us things afterwards. I couldn't respond, because, like, just hearing that and knowing it's going to go across the airwaves is hilarious enough to me.
When the music video comes out, it'll be on MTV. It'll be 10 Million Richard Mountain, right?
Yeah.
It'll be 10 Million Richard Nixon Mountain.
Oh.
Yeah, it was
Disney. It's really a 80s, you know, punk song about how much we hate
Nixon.
That song title was literally the dumbest.
It was a dramatic pause.
That song title is literally the dumbest thought that I've ever had in my life, and I've just been pushing.
I don't know, man. I think you probably had dumber. That's a pretty genius thought.
Yeah, so we still...
Actually, no.
I'll say that fact that we have a... we have the kind of precursor to that song coming out soon. It's 1 million Foreskin Mountain.
No, that's just gross. I can't believe you said that.
I thought it was like... I don't remember what we said it was.
Like 10 Penis Hill or something?
It was 10 Foreskin Mountain or Hill.
10 Foreskin Hill, yeah, okay. So now that the mystery's been resolved...
Next question. Okay.
All right.
Sorry, Matt.
Keep us on topic.
This is our second interview.
No, we're not going to tell you what that song is about.
Okay, well, it'll just have to be...
It's about customer service. No.
Yeah. It'll be...
All right, next question.
Customer service, fair enough. Okay. So what... Who are you guys looking forward to seeing the most, like, besides yourselves and Hopscotch?
I'm definitely looking forward to seeing De La Soul, for sure. I'm really excited to see White Long, which we're playing with, which is awesome, because I won't have to, like, walk a bunch of places. also, Nervous Ticks. I'm really excited to see them again, because they're really cool people.
They're a great band,
and they have a maraca player, and she's amazing. And they use megaphone, and their drummer stands up when he drums, and he doesn't use real drums. It's pretty great.
I'm kind of excited for the bigger ones, like De La Soul, St. Vincent. It's going to be awesome. Death, I'm excited for. And just, like, being able to see all my friends' bands who are playing. And it's, like, a lot of great local bands are playing, so it'll be a fun time.
Fun times.
It's a mouthful. So pretty much De La Soul... we'll say maybe Primo Van Halen. I know Silent Lunch are playing. We're sadly not going to be able to catch them because we're playing around the same time. But Nervous Ticks. I'm really excited about Jacuzzi Boys because I missed them last time. Death, blah, 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 Nervous, yeah. Mostly, like, a lot of my friends' bands, it's fun to see them play to a different crowd than, like, you know, the usuals who come out, like, at a Raleigh show when they usually play. So Drag Sounds, I think, are gonna kill it. Last Year's Men. You know, those guys. Meh. You know. Yeah. But, you know, I think it's more fun to see things and go to Samu.
Yeah.
Long-winded Seth.
I guess, like, White Long I'm really excited about, and definitely Silent Lunch and Last Year's Men, two local bands that are really great. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm excited for St. Vincent, and I also would really like to see Priest. But they're playing at the same time as White Long, which seems like a scheduling.
No, they're playing at the same time as Potty Mouth.
I think they're playing the night before, aren't they?
Yeah, no, they're playing Friday night, same time as Potty Mouth.
Sick. I like Priest better than Potty Mouth.
What?
We've played with both of those bands, haven't we?
No, we've never played with Potty Mouth. I booked that Potty Mouth show at Slim's. Again, great band. Like, I like those, you know, all those girls a lot. And so, like, it's another thing where I have to, like, probably run between the two shows, go see both of them.
Priest, though.
Oh, yeah.
Tight.
Yeah. Priest, yeah. Great band from DC, yes. I'm excited to see them again.
Oh, you did another interview with them, right?
I did. That was the first interview I ever did. So, yeah.
Next question.
So, if people want to buy your stuff after the festival, where can they get it?
Well, everything's available at Sorry State, which is in town. It's downtown, 317 West Morgan Street. And then all of our stuff's online, too. Suite 105, very important. And then, so we have a Bandcamp. It's noloveraleigh.bandcamp.com. And then you also get it, like, on the Sorry State website, sorrystaterecords.com.
All right, great. And hopefully at some point we would love to do, like, a... Like a kind of like, you know, John Peel used to do with the John Peel sessions back in the day. I would love to do like Damage Goods sessions where bands come in and do a, you know, recording session. And
what was it they said they had to be done? Like,
didn't they give you a thing about like doing live sessions for Lil Rolling? Something about something acoustic, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that would work.
I've been to the idea of acoustic No Love set.
Basically.
That was, well, no, because, you know, when Nirvana did MTV Unplugged, Dave Grohl was still there.
Okay. Well, I guess I could get the bongos out if that's cool.
Oh, yeah,
no,
definitely.
No, they just gave Dave Grohl if, special sticks.
Yeah, the little wispy,
yeah.
The little wispy bits.
Oh, yeah.
Wispy sticks.
So if Korn can do MTV Unplugged, then surely No Love can do it, right?
Korn did MTV Unplugged?
Yes, they did. And Robert Smith from The Cure was the guest vocalist. A true story.
With Korn?
Yes, I swear to God. Yes, that was
it. Daniel's like,
I gotta end this interview because I want to watch it.
They did In Between Days by The Cure.
I'm done.
So yeah, we'll have to do hopefully a damaged goods session at some point. And
yeah, how are you gonna get to do that?
No Love? not Korn, though. Sorry, Korn.
Oh.
Then not you, Danzig, either, sorry.
My nemesis?
Yeah, your nemesis, Danzig, sorry. So alright, well, thanks for taking the time to talk to us at Little Riley Radio. We definitely appreciate that. We're trying to rep the new and exciting upcoming bands. So I think you guys are awesome, and you definitely have a good sound. And I think that, you know, it's only a matter of time that more people will catch on to your music. And
that sounds, you know, like a backhanded compliment.
Yeah.
No. I just mean,
are we saying people don't already catch on to our music?
No, I mean people that haven't heard of you yet.
Okay.
Yeah, like just, you know, it's a matter of them hearing you, not like they heard it and they don't like it.
You got to not respond to us.
Fair enough.
You can't let us do that.
I like how Osamu is the guiding light of this.
Which is,
oh, for the love of God.
That's
last word.
Well, yeah,
thank
last
you so
words.
Much for interviewing us.
Thanks, yeah.
Thanks, Matt.
I just want to say, you know, the more people catch on to you, you know,
the bigger the chance that Elizabeth will fight Danzig.
The bigger the chance, yes, that Danzig me.
Elizabeth's got your number.
Elizabeth will fight you.
Danzig, where?
I know where you shop.
We might offer him a pass for.
My name is Osamu Tsuyoshi.
Is that your last name?
Well, Danzig, you know, make sure you get that that 3-day wristband pass, because, you know, so you'll be able to see No Love and, you know, finally.
Yeah, because you bitch.
Yeah.
I'll end it with that.
Well,
we're with fire.
Oh, God.
Thanks, guys, and we'll
so much better than last one.
We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Matt.